Hello, welcome to Our PVC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPVCLife or through our website at pvclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
The message today is, again, in the theme, position yourself for greatness. We're going to be moving into greatness. That's what the church must be. The church has always been an example, a light to the world, and that means we need to stay in the realm of greatness. And if that's going to be our focus, then we need to focus on what I will do, not what we expect others. We say the church and expect it to be others, but the I wills. Today's I will is I will honor truth. I will honor truth. And that means if I'm honoring truth, I must understand iniquity. What is truth? We all know that what truth is. Let me repeat that. We all know what truth is, regardless of how we use it. How we do it, how we live it, or how we hate it, we still know it. Those who do not know the difference between right and wrong, truth and untruth, love and hate, are doomed for an eternity with the master of lies, which is the devil himself. And even children, have you ever noticed that children, the very baby knows what is right or wrong? They have cute little poise, right? Ploys. Have you ever noticed? The baby will go and throw the toy away. They know it. And you bring it back, what do? I am in charge. You pick up. And they know right from wrong. And if you notice that when they're throwing tantrums, if you ignore them, what do? They look to see if you're watching. Because even at a very young stage, they know, I have a puppy and she knows right from wrong. In that mind of that puppy, which is an animal. So folks, we have been embedded with the ability to know what is right and what is wrong. Here's what Psalm 51:6 says. You, meaning the Lord. Lord, you desire honesty from the womb, teaching me wisdom even there. The psalmist is saying that from the womb we were given honesty and we were taught how to have wisdom from there to know right from wrong. So when we are people of the light, and when we dwell in any untruth, we have this inner sense that says, that's wrong, that's wrong. That little voice says it again and again, but as we continue to ignore it, then we doom ourselves, because those who have purpose to ignore truth will end up slowly becoming devoid of their inner conscience that tells them right from wrong. It'll say wrong, it'll say very wrong, it'll say stop it, it'll say repent of it, but the more we ignore it, then the more it becomes nullified. It becomes dim, then nullified, then stops altogether. And you wonder why people can go off so far. They didn't just wake up and go far. They woke up and started taking little steps towards the lie. And as Christians, we got to recognize that there are many caught up in doing that. They accept untruth. Truth walks hand in hand with love. Truth walks hand in hand in love. So when we hate, we step into untruth. When we despise, we step into untruth. When we want to just position ourselves, we allow untruth. We cannot, because truth walks hand in hand with love. 1 Corinthians 13:6, love does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. What does love rejoice in? Truth winning out. So when we want a lie to win out, then we know that we've already compromised our soul. Last week I spoke on injustice, justice and injustice. If you haven't heard that message, go online. It was a powerful message, must be heard. I encourage you, because there's vacation time. If you miss, go online. Last week's message, how many were here last week? Is last week's message a must be heard? So I encourage you to go on. So that was about justice and injustice. But now today it's about truth. So what is truth? If you ask even Google, and if I say it now, something's going to go crazy. Hey Google, what is truth? And some phones will pick up. But Google says, this is Google now, not the Bible, not the dictionary, Google. Truth is the property of being in accord with fact or reality. Truth, this is Google, truth must correspond to reality. It is the opposite of falsehood. Google is telling you truth is the opposite of falsehood. And then I asked Google, I said, Google, what is truth from a Bible commentary? And it says, truth is God, in God is truth. Truth does not exist, folks, without a knowledge of God. Truth excels in relationship with God. If you're not in relationship with God, you're like, oh, I always tell the truth. Truth comes out of your relationship with God because there's only one person who is all truth, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. So we must honor truth. Now let's understand iniquity. Understanding iniquity, and when we understand it, accepting or living in iniquity stops a person from honoring truth. Why? Because iniquity is wickedness of the heart. Iniquity means sin. It means sinfulness, wickedness, immorality. Folks, if there's one thing that has shut down the kingdom of God, it is iniquity in those who call themselves Christians. And we have got to realize we have damaged many and sent them to hell by our behavior. I'm constantly pushing these buttons, and I will never stop pushing these buttons, because if we are going to declare ourselves as Christ followers, we must accept the truth, live in the truth, propagate the truth, and even when it hurts, we must do what is right by the truth. Can I hear a louder amen this morning? When people become ensnared by sins, enslaved in sin, it causes their love to become cold, their heart to become callous, and their perspective to become skewed. But many still refuse to alter their behavior because they're trapped by the lies they accept. I'm going to tell you something, church. I love you. Don't accept anybody's lie because it gives you a friendship. Don't accept anybody's lie because they're family. Don't accept anybody's lie even if they're your spouse. A lie is a lie is a lie is a lie is a lie. And if it's an untruth, it's a lie. Don't accept it because it damns your own soul and causes you to begin compromising on everything. Truth sets us free. What does the word says? You shall know what? The lie? You shall know the untruth? You shall know the justification? You shall know what I need to accept because I want to stay in good relationship? No. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Iniquity means sin. And sin and Christ don't dwell together. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Can anyone get to the Father without Jesus? So you can't get to the Father without truth. Iniquity means sin, and sin existent in any life does not represent Christ because it cannot reflect the truth who God is. Isaiah 45 tells us this. Listen to this. For the Lord, Isaiah 45, I'm going to read some and then you'll see verse 19. For the Lord is God. And he created the heavens and the earth and put everything in place. He made the world to be lived in, not to be a place of empty chaos. He says, I am the Lord and there is no other. I publicly proclaim bold promises. I do not whisper obscurities in some dark corner. I would not have told the people of Israel to seek me if I could not be found. I, the Lord, speak only what is truth and declare only what is true and declare only what is right. Isaiah the prophet declared, God only speaks what is true and only declares what is right. Therefore, as Christ followers, as God followers, as Christians, our job, our lifestyle must reflect who God is. We live in truth. So professing Christians, we represent Christ here on earth, and there's no gray area. There's no gray area. Stubborn disobedience binds and blinds people to the truth. Can I repeat that? Stubborn disobedience, it blinds people to the truth, but I should have also put there, it binds them from the truth. When we have you ever spoken to someone and you know they're not telling the truth? But they're not going to back up. They're trapped in the lie. because they're worried about something. Fear grips them more than truth releasing them. And you're sitting there going, it's almost like kids growing up, right? The milk is on their top of their lip. And they, did you drink the milk? I love that one. There was a commercial with a chipmunk. And the other chipmunk said, there were three chipmunks, and one chipmunk had all the nuts in his mouth, and the other chipmunks, was it a movie? Yeah, what was it again? Alvin and the Chipmunk, yeah. Right? And they said, did you see the chipmunks? Did you see the nuts? And they kept asking, are you sure you didn't see? And you're thinking, that's what people are like. Sometimes we don't realize truth can be shown. Our eyes, our countenance, even our voice can declare what is truth and what is a lie. But we pretend like the chipmunk. Romans 2, verse 6 to 10, he says this. The writer of Romans says, he will judge everyone according to what they have done. He will give eternal life to those who keep on doing good, seeking after the glory and honor and immortality that God offers. Verse 8, but he will pour out his anger and wrath on those who live for themselves, who refuse to obey the truth and instead live lives of wickedness. There will be a trouble and calamity for everyone who keeps on doing what is evil, for the Jew and for the Gentile, but there will be glory and honor and peace for all those who do good. Truth is doing good. And that is why I've been reminding everyone, myself included, throughout the book of the studies, throughout the biblical studies that we went through, the book of Hebrews, the book of James. James is all about lifestyle. We're going through Matthew. And what are we trying to accomplish here? That we would desire to become a disciple of Christ, not just a Christian to religion. There's Christians to religion. That's not who we are. That's not who we can remain. I just told you AI is on the rise. We can't be Christians to religion because it can replicate religion, but it cannot replicate a Holy Ghost-filled child of God, a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. So here's what I want to remind us why it's important, these messages. And I thank you for this beautiful Sunday being together in the house of the Lord. But here's what's important. The church is to be the pillar and foundation of truth. Not the government, not the school, not the law. The church is the pillar and the foundation of truth. 1 Timothy 3, verse 14 to 15 says this. The two writers says, I'm writing these things to you to know. I'm writing these things to you now, even though I hope to be with you soon, so that if I'm delayed, you will know. So Timothy is saying, just in case I can't get to you in person, which was back in his day, but he's left it for us to know, that you would know how people must conduct themselves in the household of God. This is the church of the living God, which is the pillar and foundation of truth. Timothy says we ought to know how to conduct ourselves in the church being the body of people coming together, for we are the pillar and the foundation of truth. He says we've got to know how to do this. Folks, when we begin to do this well, there won't be any room in this church to hold the amount of people that will be here. Because if it's one thing that ungodly people can tell is a liar. Hello? Why can they tell a liar quickly? Because those living in evil can tell the spirit by which it's coming. In the church, we've got to smile. Okay. Yeah. Nice. Good. Wow. Someone in the world's like, man, you lie. Right? No matter what island, what country, what nation you're from, they'll just call it up. Even a drunk sitting on bar stool drinking will call each other on what's not right. Yes? But we have been forced to smile and say, we don't want to offend you because you could leave the church. The church is the pillar and foundation of truth. So if you're messing up the spirit in the house, then you need to repent. Because then you're not letting the pillar be stable. Folks, truth is what we're going to come back to. And you know what? When we speak truth, we should speak it in love. Right? Truth not spoken in love is just a rebellion fighting someone else. But I want you to know this. Get to know the truth in your heart and your soul and your mind before the end of days. And hold truth dearly. Do you know why it's important that we're going to hold to truth dearly? Truth will be counterfeited in these last days. Folks, truth, are you with me this morning? Truth will be counterfeited. Here's what 2 Thessalonians 2:8-10 says. Then the man of lawlessness will be revealed, but the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him by the splendor of his coming. This is at the end of time. I had to give you the context. Here's a verse that you need to be reminded of, verse 9. This man will come to do the work of Satan with counterfeit power and signs and miracles. He will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction because they refuse to love and accept truth that would save them. Folks, if we don't start walking in truth and living in truth, when the deceiver comes, it will not take much for him to get some people caught up in his lies. We saw it already. We've seen the beginning of it. Didn't we not see it in the elections? Have we not seen it now with AI coming in? We've got to get ready, folks, to walk it out, live it out, because artificial intelligence is here, and it's here to manipulate, it is here to counterfeit, it is here to destroy. Yes, it has some good, but it's not built just for the good. It's built to control, to destroy, because the devil is a liar, he's the father of lies, and he wants to have people hate each other, fight each other, and turn from God. That is why the church, which is the foundation and the pillar of truth, must come back to living in truth, and that must be a personal acceptance so that we know what we are doing. Know truth, understand truth. Christians, we cannot compromise at this point. And telling people truth can sometimes make them uncomfortable or volatile. But denying the truth does not change the facts. Truth is built on facts. Truth, this is what even, who said it? Google. Google said truth is not built on my philosophy or my perspective, it's built on facts. And we've got to stick to that. Don't be fooled by those who deliberately twist the truth. Galatians 6 says, you're being fooled by those who are twisting the truth about Christ. And if they twist it about Christ, they'll twist it about everything else. So here's one thing, that Israel was in bondage for 70 years because they refused to accept the truth about God and the truth about what was against God. So they accepted all of the idols and the gods and everything around them. They became beaten and broken and lost in the very prosperity that God gave them. They became lost in it because they kept on rejecting the fact that their lifestyle did not reflect the God who was blessing them. And we got to be careful because we're in a day right now where people are so consumed about materialism. We all want to be millionaires. Everybody wants to be a millionaire, and that's okay. That's the prosperity of God. But Israel forgot God in the midst of their prosperity and began to accept the lies till they started getting the God of this and the God of that, the God of this and the God of money and the God of, and all of these gods they accepted until they were beaten and broken. And here's what the prophet Isaiah says. They tell the prophets, stop seeing visions. They tell the prophets, don't tell us what is right. Tell us nice things. Tell us lies. Forget all this gloom. Get off your narrow path. Stop telling us about the Holy One of Israel. That's the New Living Version. Can I tell you something? There is a pull for ministers to stop telling truth. Don't preach like this, Pastor Marie. Preach us happy. God's gonna bless you, bless you, bless you. You're gonna be a millionaire. You see all of this that's going on right now, where we're having shrinkflation in this middle of everything's shrinking and everything's inflating and price shrinking in package. Don't worry, it won't affect you, because God's gonna take care of you. You're gonna be exempt from all of that. If we're exempt from all of it, how can we prove the miracle of God? I prove the miracle of God when I walk in and see how God makes a provision as according to my need, but not because I can lavish everything that men have given me. I prove God by what I see God do as a miracle. I prove God when you walk in and you're like, God, I don't have it, but he provides a way. That's how I prove God. God, I don't know where to get it, and he says, I've got it for you. God, I don't know who to call, but they call you. That's how we prove God. Don't get into the space where, Pastor, I'm not coming next week if this is the way you're going. No, Pastor, I don't want to miss one of these weeks, because I'm not going to hell, and I'm not going to hell fat. I'm going to hell happy in the Lord, not fat in the world. Can I say that again? So, folks, prejudices and arrogance and pride will blind you from the truth. Prejudice, arrogance, and pride, those are three big things. When you're prejudiced against other people, it'll blind you. When you're arrogant to people and to God, it will blind you. And pride is a destroyer. Pride goes before a fall. It will blind you from truth. Why do people who are proud fall? Because they stop seeing the truth. Hello? But what must we do so that we fulfill what God wants in the kingdom of God? We got to represent truth, live truth, tell truth, share truth, exemplify truth, honor truth, love truth. We honor God by our obedience to his truth. And here's what 2 Timothy 2 says, but God's truth stands like a firm foundation stone, and it's inscribed, the Lord knows those who are his, and all who belong to the Lord must turn from evil. Folks, we demonstrate truth even in these feeble characteristics, even in these fleshly being. We're not perfect. We're clay in the potter's hand. We're children that are on our way to our Father, trying to grow and learn from our Father all the good things. We all will make our mistakes, but when we do, we just repent to the Lord. I gotta tell you, you know, I love telling my own personal stories. They tell best. I don't tell yours, I tell mine. I gotta tell you. So I had a discussion with someone, and it wasn't going so well. And they were annoying me. Be real. You know you get there, right? And I'm trying to be gracious, smile, be nice. And you're telling yourself everything in your head, right? And as the conversation's going on, and they said something, and I knew, that is so prideful, and it just irked me. It's so prideful. And so I knew what would mess them up. And I just changed the word in the sentence. I said, you know what you just said? Let's just change that and take out with and put for. And I saw them just change, and I'm like, oh, I got them. It felt so good. It really did. I went home and I was like, oh, that was good. But I gotta deal with the truth of my life is I knew what I did. So I've been asking God, Father, forgive me. And I prayed and I asked the Lord to forgive me. I did. I really did. Honestly, I asked God to help me stop enjoying the moment. And I don't know if those of you who don't know what plantain is, it's a wonderful breakfast. I'm frying plantain Saturday morning. I'm like, oh, that was so good. God, I'm preaching on truth. Forgive me, because I'm still enjoying this moment. So I had to look up a verse, and I found it. Because you can go to the Bible, and it'll help you. Psalm 86 says, O Lord, teach me your ways, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart so that I may honor you. And so I've been using this verse, memorizing it. Okay, God, grant me purity of heart, because that one moment of joy is just way too much. I'm still relishing it at times just because I had a moment. Anybody ever had a moment? Just because you're just not winning and you finally had one and you're like, oh, that was a good win. But it's still an ungodly win because I knew what I did. Come on now, don't look at me. Y'all looking at me like you're not real. But I'm asking the Lord, God, purify my heart, purify my mind. And every time it comes, because you know what? It's going to keep coming because it's our nature. It's my characteristics to win. Isn't it? Anybody, any who have to win know what I'm talking about? Come on, all those must win, put up your hand. Put it way up, the must winners. So you know we have to fight the flesh, right, when we don't win. And so we have to find the biblical word to help us so that we don't say truth and not identify where we are wrong. I'm telling you my nonsense. I'm telling you my mess because I'm working it through. And every time I put a smile on my face about it, I'm like, God, I cannot cherish sin because then I will regard iniquity. And the Bible says if I regard iniquity, God will not hear me. So what do? I've got to represent the truth, which means I've got to judge the truth in my own life. I had to judge the truth in my own life. Do you know why I love what I do and I love pastoring and I love preaching? Because I don't give to you what I don't work through in my own life. That's why I love it. There are many who can pontificate. I'm just going to be always, as I always have been, I'm going to work it through in me. So when I share it with you, you can feel it, know it, because the Holy Spirit will guide it. So folks, that's what we have to do. We've got to start judging ourselves. You know what? We judge everybody, but we don't judge ourselves. And when we as believers begin to judge ourselves, things are going to change. We listen to something, we're like, oh, I'm so mad. And we don't stop and judge ourselves. What did you do wrong? Do you realize, folks, that when we clean it up, the world has to be measured by our standard? That's why the church is the pillar and the foundation of truth. So I purpose a long time, before I came to Pickering Pentecostal Church, I was preaching around the world. I'm going to tell you, I could not walk into those pulpits and deliver a word that would change and charge or the power of the Holy Spirit being poured out in places I've never been, people I've never met, if I was not walking in the truth of my own life. That's why I air my own, so that you know I'm not afraid. Not afraid to tell you, I know my mess. You just see my driving week after week. I'll share with you, by the way, this is a sidelong. By the way, I'm doing a ride along with the police this Thursday. This is out of our relationship with us praying for them. I was invited to be in the police car. It'll be 10 to 12 hours. I'll be in there. I don't know if they're going to give me a bulletproof vest. But I'm gonna be all ready for it. So I can just see what they go through so when we're praying, we could pray with them with wisdom, not just with thought. But folks, I want to tell you, the world's going to change. When? When the world changes? When what? The foundation and the pillar changes. So let me just read you this last verse. Team, would you come? Truth is required by God at all times. Truth is required by God at all times. There's the same verse in three versions. I usually preach from the New Living Translation. If you're ever wondering what version I'm using, it's usually the New Living. If it's something else, I'll say it. But I want you to take a picture, pull out your phones, because if we're going to judge ourselves, here's what happens. In Psalm 66, David is dealing with his own sins. And he says, I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. But if I have cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. David said, if you want God to hear your prayers, if you want God to answer your prayer, do not cherish sin in your heart because the Lord will not listen to you. And then that was the new NIV. In the new King James, it says, I cried to him with my mouth and I was extolled with my tongue. But if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But certainly God has heard me. He's attended to the voice of my prayer. Do you want your prayer attended to? Then don't regard iniquity in your heart. And the New Living that I love this version because it's one of the direct translations also. It says, for I cried out to him for help, praising him as I spoke. You know what David's saying? We started the service with praise. I got a reason to praise. David said, I was praising God. And then I realized if I had not confessed the sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God did listen. He paid attention to my prayer. So David's saying to us, if you want God to pay attention, don't regard iniquity in your heart. Confess the sin that you have protected and feel it's your character. Do you know what a lot of people go, that's my character. My mother was like that. My grandmother was like that. I'm like that. Well, your grandmother should have repented and your mother should have repented and you need to repent. We cannot regard iniquity, live in unconfessed sin, and then expect God to hear us. But most of all, we don't realize that we're tearing down the pillar and foundation of what God is all about, because we've got to honor truth. We've got to honor truth. Would you bow your heads with me? Holy Spirit, Father, may this message, oh God, rivet in the hearts of your people. God, we have to know truth because truth sets us free. We have to accept truth because truth guides us. We've got to love truth because truth heals us. We've got to live truth because truth releases others. And we've got to share truth because others need to know that you are truth. God Almighty, I pray for every person who considers themselves a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ, that, oh God, the followers of Christ would follow you in every example you set for us. You are the way, the truth, and the life. We have to, Lord, stop justifying, pretending, abating things that are wrong. But instead, God, we need to lay it all down before you, even when it hurts. God, sometimes it hurts to lay down the truth. It hurts to lay down the lie and pick up truth. Because truth may cost us. But I pray every person will be ready for the consequences therewith, so that we would rebuild the pillar of the church and reestablish the foundation that is truth in the Lord Jesus Christ. So please, oh God, help us. This morning, if you have not yet accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, can I tell you, you're not in truth. You love God, but you've got to be in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, because Christ is truth. And if you have not made that decision, I'm going to encourage you online. Online, I encourage you. Did you know how much Christ paid for you to be able to live in truth? Do you know how much Christ paid for you? We sang it, Jesus paid it all. Do you know how much? Do you know the price of his blood for you to live in truth? So relationship matters. Don't tell yourself you're saved if you're not. So this is a day for salvation. Is there any this morning? You say, Pastor Marie, I love God. I want to live for Christ. I have not purposely acknowledged him as my Lord and Savior. I've allowed pride or some resistance, maybe hypocrites, to keep me away. But today, I want to live in the truth because Christ is truth. And I want to accept him as my Lord and Savior. Is there anyone here? If that's you, would you raise your hand and I'm going to pray for you. Say, Pastor Marie, I want truth to be my portion. I'm looking out all over this place. We're going to have prayer leaders that will be here for you. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone say, Pastor Marie, I want to live in the truth in relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the first level. I'm looking out online. We have a chat line. If you just go and just put prayer at ppclife.ca, you can email us or you can go in the chat line and someone will be there for you. Someone will be there for you. Connect with us. Is there anyone this morning, Pastor Marie, I have to accept the Lord as my Savior. I've been telling myself I'm saved, but I've not made the decision. I need to make the decision. I'm looking out for you this morning. This is what's important. I'm giving you a moment. If you would just say today, this is the day. This is the day I'm going to do it. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray, oh God, any online, any in this house. Oh God Almighty, what matters is that we live in the truth even when it hurts. That even when it hurts, we live in it. So God, I pray for the one who needs the first step. Acknowledge you as Lord and Savior. Tell themselves the truth. I need Jesus. I need my Savior. I need my deliverer. I need my healer. No, God, I pray for that one today. That God, that truth would set them free. That as they confess you as Lord and believe in their heart, that Lord, you rose, you died, you rose again, you ascended to heaven, you've been interceding for them, that they will acknowledge your love has been extended to them. I offer them today, oh God, the peace of God, and I pray your Holy Spirit, Lord, will grab hold of everyone who's struggling, vacillating, that they would make a firm decision, a firm commitment today to you who are the truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me speak to the church. This series on greatness, that we would now move ourselves. Let's just position ourselves. Move from where we're at. Position ourselves for greatness. In greatness, we have to do what's right. Last week was on justice. Honor justice. Honor what's right. This week, it's honor truth. What I preach to you is for you to go and live it out. That means that you're going to be confronted with things that you know are lies. And you're going to go and you're going to find Psalm 66 and say, oh God, help me. Help me, God, to deal with the truth. Because as we move into it, see, this is not a momentary fix. That's why I told you my story. I was standing in the kitchen, I'm laughing, and I'm like, oh no, I didn't get rid of it yet. You're going to have to go through it over and over again. And there are some lies that you've accepted from people because you're afraid of them. There's gonna come a point, you don't confront them to beat them. You heap coals of love on them, and if you live in the truth, they will be forced to come into the truth. We can't cater to it anymore because the world is against us, the church. And the church is the pillar and foundation of God's truth. And guess who the church is? Who's the church? Her? Is it her? Who's the church? Well, point to the church for me. No. I see some of you pointing elsewhere. Who's the church? I am the church. Every time I point out, I'm putting the responsibility on others. Then I don't have to deal with it personally. But if I start with me, and realize I make up the church. I make the difference. I love preaching to you because you allow me to be me. And anytime you want me to be fake, I'm out of here. Because I am the church. And I'm going to stand for what God has called me to. You are the church and you have to stand for what God has called you to. And when the Spirit of the Lord moves in, it's because there's such purity. Purity brings what? Power. So folks, let's live it out. Let's live it out. Let's live it out. And even with ourselves, let's deal with the real so that we can honor truth. And truth will set us and then everybody else free. Are you with me this morning?
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.